Caitlin Burr with the Mountain Express, and I'm sitting here with Saul Chase, and we're going to be talking a little bit about his campaign and running for city council. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your current occupation, any political experience, and how long you've been living in Asheville.
The last question is the toughest. I've been living in Asheville sort of from 2003 to 2009, transitioning from Boone. We owned a little condo in right across from the Asheville High School, Beverly Condos, where my wife Nan spent a lot of time writing Asheville history, an excellent history of Asheville. While I was up in Boone, we were coming down to Asheville and having fun down here. We sold our house in Boone and built a house in Broad Street in 2008 and moved here really effectively then out of Boone. So I haven't been here a long time, but I have had some political experience. In Boone, I was on the Boone Town Council for 8 years, back in the 80s and 90s, and there I worked on lots of infrastructure issues. Municipal government should really be about efficient delivery of services and not about ideological issues. And that's what I was able to accomplish in Boone, and that is the main reason that I'm running here for Asheville City Council, because I'm concerned about the quality of the streets and the sidewalks.
Well, like you said, you know, the last question about how long you've been here is the toughest one. Do you really think since 2008, living here officially since 2008, not including that transition period, that that's enough time for you to have mastered the issues that are important to people on City Council?
Every one of them? No, it is not. There are some issues that I'm not well versed on. But what I do know is that I've been effective at being able to get the town of Boone to make changes in its infrastructure. I actually only lived there 2 years before I was on the Boone Town Council, because I supported the sale of alcoholic beverages in the city, in the town of Boone. It was dry at the time, and there were some problems on the town government, so I decided to run, and I came out in support of alcoholic beverage sales in a university town, made some sense, and got elected. But really then, really worked on infrastructure issues. And a lot of those issues that Boone faced, Asheville faces right now, although Asheville faces some more in regard to the real concern about the quality of the streets and sidewalks.
So would you say then that sidewalks right now are kind of the equivalent of the reason why you're running for Asheville City Council? Because from what I can tell, that seems to be one of your really big issues is the sidewalks and the infrastructure. So is that what really, was that the issue for you 2 years to start running and say, look, I've got to change this town. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to run.
I won't say I have to change the town. I would like to make the town better. This is a great place. We're a beautiful town. But I'd like our streets and sidewalks to be beautiful. I would add the words, not just sidewalks, I would add the words streets and sidewalks. And that's a wide variety of things. That includes not just the quality of the roads themselves and the safety of the roads themselves. That includes keeping the signs clear of branches. It includes better snow removal pickup. It includes a lot of things that are fundamental to the safety of the citizens of Asheville. And whether I've been here for 2 years or 3 years or 10 years, if I can help make a difference in that regard, I'd like to do that.
Well, speaking of making a difference, there are a lot of concerns right now with, the Asheville transit system. Do you think that that needs to be changed? And if so, what would you change about it, and where would you find the funding to do so?
I definitely think it needs to be improved. Now, Asheville, that's one way Asheville's better than Boone. We had a little bus system in Boone that wasn't used as much as it should be, but I see that plenty of people use the Asheville system and need it. So it does need to be improved. In riding the city bus, I've noticed one thing, is that the route made a very, very large loop to accommodate one nursing home. That loop didn't seem to me to make sense, because we want to have as frequent bus service as we can, and that's a change I would look for. And I certainly would look for funding for that purpose. And I do think there are ways that we can get some funding. In general, what I'm looking at for funding for a lot of these things, including the bus service, is to try to get some of the occupancy tax money, the money that hotel and motel guests to Asheville receive. Asheville doesn't get that money. That goes to the Buncombe TDA. But if we could get some of that money, and I have some plans as to how to do that, then we could look at putting more money into the bus service for more frequent service and more comprehensive service up to 10 p.m.
Great. Well, there's another big concern is definitely the issue of affordable housing in Asheville. How do you plan to deal with that?
I said before there are some issues I'm not well versed on, and I'm going to put that one in that category. I'm certainly concerned about the fact that people need to be able to live in this wonderful town, and they need to be able to have housing that they can afford to. When I lived in Boone, and when I served on the Boone Town Council, there was some work done on affordable housing, but not to the level here, and because there wasn't the need that is clearly here. But as far as speaking to the specific issues, how I could improve on that, I do not know enough about the affordable housing system to be able to comment on that. But if elected, it would certainly, and even before, it would be something I will be looking into more.
Another issue, of course, has to be the budget. We brought it up in the last couple of questions. The budget is so dependent on the issues right now, and the issues are so dependent on the budget. It cannot be ignored. So if the budget does take another turn, let's say for the worse, and you had to make a cut and there was no way around it, what would you cut? And if there were revenue, which would be wonderful, where would you distribute that money as well?
Let me talk about the revenue first, because I think there is potential with the revenue. And that does get back to the occupancy tax. The money that Asheville guests pay goes to the city of Asheville, not one penny. It all goes to the Buncombe County Tourist Development Authority. This year, the Buncombe County Tourist Development Authority, in their wisdom, is giving $2 million to the Asheville Civic Center to upgrade it for the upcoming 2012 Southern Conference basketball tournament. They can do that, and they should do that, because it helps fill hotel and motel beds if the Asheville Civic Center is a viable organization. They're doing that this year. My suggestion, in fact my request, will be that they do it every year. Not $2 million, that's a big chunk, but some. The city of Asheville, the property taxpayers of Asheville, are subsidizing the Asheville Civic Center to the tune of approximately $750,000 a year when you add operating expenses and the upkeep of the building. If we were to get that amount of money, that would offset $750,000 that we would then not have to pay and could free up. In my hope would be that a substantial amount of that money could be put toward improving the streets and the sidewalks. If we get other deficits someplace, then of course that money could help make up that deficit. So I hope that we would be in a better financial position once we have access to more of that money. Right now, we are paying for a lot of people's party. We pay for their party at the Civic Center. We pay for that party at Bell Share. We pay for that party and other recreational offerings that we have in Asheville that are beautiful. We need to get some more help paying for the party, and that's one way we could do that.
Well, let's get back to the first part of the question, a little bit more of the unpleasant one. But if you had to make a cut somewhere, where would you cut?
I really cannot answer that question. I need a much better understanding of the budget. I have read through the budget, and I've looked at certain items that I had questions about. When I followed up on them, I realized, oh, I see why that's in there. Maybe there are some areas, but I would really need to be more familiar with the functioning of the city, observe how it's going on, and at that point, I would be, if we have to make cuts, would be willing to do so.
Okay. All right. And let's see. The relationship that Asheville has with Raleigh has also been a topic of discussion for a little while. So we're wondering, how would you plan to improve those relations between Asheville City Council and Raleigh?
We need to be an advocate for the city of Asheville, of course, but the bigger that we are, the stronger that we are, and I would hope that we can get lots more people involved in the political process in simply voting. 2 years ago, only 19% of people that were registered to vote voted in the Asheville City Council election. That number needs to be higher. We need to register more people. We need to get those people who have not voted to vote consistently. And once that Asheville has that, we have a bigger voice. And the people in Raleigh will listen to us more because we are talking more as a large number of voters and not a small number of voters. So the bigger we are, that would help our relationship. But of course, to be presenting and advocating what's best for the city of Asheville. If we advocate things that are best for the majority of the citizens, whether they are Democrats or Independents or Republicans, then that will help our relationship with the state legislature, because they know that we as voters will be looking at what they are doing to help the city of Asheville. So we put forward a positive and progressive plank. If we hope that they will listen to that. That is what we need to do in terms of improving our relationship.
All right, and I have to ask just one final question. How do you plan to win?
I plan to get more people voting than I've ever voted in a municipal election. And I have a specific plan for doing that. but I'm going to keep that particular plan to myself at this point.
Oh, is it a secret?
Well, I'll be doing things that where... I will tell you one thing that I will do, and that's no secret at all. I have a shirt, a big yellow shirt. I didn't wear it today. But on the front it says, Elect Saul Chase, Asheville City Council. On the back it says, in very large letters, Elect Saul Chase. I'm hoping lots of people will wear that. They already have. There are many people wearing it, for example, at the Goombay Festival. If people who were there certainly saw those shirts around. Those people will be around the city, and they will be around the city during early voting. And the best answer to your question is, the way I want to win this election is get more votes during the early voting period than any other candidate. And if I do that, I think I have an excellent chance of winning the entire election.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I really appreciate you coming out and talking with me this morning about these issues that are so important so that people can get to know you a little bit better as a candidate.
Thank you. Thank you.